Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Can we just start off with this? I don't know what it feels like to have a tendon ripped away from the bone, but I don't envy anyone who does. I don't imagine that feels good, but oh, it's just the visuals of that, because I'm a visual person. The visuals of having a muscle or a tendon rip away from the bone, the ligament rip away from the bone, just... So I can understand why Dak Prescott might be headed to IR. Ouch and yikes. And it goes from bad to worse for the Dallas Cowboys. Don't worry, we're not going to spend the whole show on Dallas, but I am excited that Micah Parsons is back at practice. He's one of my favorite guys in the NFL, one of my favorite players. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him return to the field. If that's this weekend, it sounds hopeful. He's been out, obviously, for a bunch of weeks with a high ankle sprain. So you'll hear from him outside of his podcast. You'll hear from him actually following practice on Wednesday. It's weird that it's Wednesday, but, you know, I wasn't with you on Tuesday night. And even though it's odd to take a night off in the middle of the week because it requires flipping my schedule 3 times in the course of 7 days, so coming off of the weekend when I sleep at nighttime, same as my husband, and then going into the 16-hour workday that's an NFL Sunday into Monday, trying to sleep during the daytime, but we had the contractors at our house on Monday and Tuesday. Maybe I should at some point tell you about that story because it's a little bit like The Money Pit. Have you guys seen The Money Pit? It's an old movie with Tom Hanks. It is my favorite comedy of all time. I know that means I'm old, and I'm okay with that. I stopped watching comedies after Money Pit because they could never be that funny again. So, well, Money Pit and Friends on TV. So yeah, I have very specific tastes. But I feel like our little room, it's a 10 by 8 on the back of our house. It's just a mud room / laundry room. We needed a little more space because my washer and dryer that I bought with the house were small. They were stackable. They were crowded into a hallway. So not only have we had this little room and this project going on now for a couple months, and that includes the inspections, the permit process was even longer than that. We've been without a washer and dryer now for over a month. So if you were with me last week, you may have heard me talk about how outrageous it is that you pay $10 to do a load of laundry at a laundromat now. You want to talk about inflation? It's laundry, for heaven's sakes. It doesn't cost more money to run the washer, except for, I guess, the energy costs. So that was a huge revelation. We have piles of laundry everywhere. I'm trying to keep them organized because I'm a bit of an organization freak. I'm sure that surprises you. But there's laundry everywhere. There's at least 3 baskets full, plus another pile. my husband, how dare he puts the colors in the white pile and then puts more of his jeans in the towel pile. What are you doing? Anyway, I am really anxious to get laundry done again, but we've run into a few snafus with the room, and we're starting to wonder if somehow we got duped by the construction company. So they're redoing a few things, which has dragged the project on even longer. So that's been a bit of a headache. So not sleeping as much during the daytime for the last couple of, gosh, at least the last 3 weeks, probably closing in on a month now. And so for that reason, to have Tuesday afternoon, well, I was up early on Tuesday because I couldn't sleep. The construction was going on. And then up late watching election coverage. I'm a total election night nerd. I love to watch election coverage. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the math or the map. I'm not sure, but I love election coverage. Regardless of whether it's a midterm or a presidential election, I am glued to the TV from about 7 o'clock on, 7 o'clock Eastern time on, as the polls are closing. And yeah, don't ask me. I'm a total nerd. But I enjoy it. Was texting with friends and family who were also into it. And then to have Wednesday off was great. Yard work and housework and that kind of stuff. And now, boom, onto the overnight schedule. So if I say something really stupid, just nod and smile because I'm a little bit upside down. But I am glad to be back with you. I hope that you all enjoyed the hump show. By the way, I have zero to do with who fills in on the show when I'm here, whether you love the host, whether you hate the host, not my department. Send it to the complaint desk, which would be producer Pete, I suppose. They maybe would see the light of day. Can I tell you the truth, Pete? And this has always been the case for me since I've been a regular host, and this is now 20 years in the business, 20 plus. I couldn't care less who hosts the show when I'm gone. Here's what I know about fill-in hosts. None of them are me. So all of them remind people either, hey, there's better hosts out there, if that's what you think, or there is no one like Amy. And that is true. I don't care who's here when I'm not here. If it was a female, I don't think I would care either. But since I've never in my life had a female fill in for me, not one time in my career have I ever had a female sit in the chair that I vacated while I was away. It's usually a dude, right? Well, it's always a dude, which means they don't sound like me. So it doesn't matter. No real competition there. Doesn't sound like me. But how did it go?
It was good. It was good. We kept the license.
You kept it light?
Kept the license.
Oh, you kept the license. Got it. No FCC violations?
That's right.
Right. Well, you know what happens when you violate the FCC. You got to give equal time elsewhere.
That's right.
Right. So we tried to avoid that. Also, no words that you had to bleep out.
No.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm glad that you survived, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. Producer Pete was here. Marco was here, I think. I guess I don't actually know that to be sure.
Maybe Pat Boyle was here.
Oh, whoops. Marco was not here. Pat Boyle was here. So, it's a cast and crew of thousands. Wink, wink, nod, nod. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can still find me at A-Law Radio. I did not do any tweeting about the election, so you don't have to go quick and find some type of cryptic moment where I may have told you how I was feeling. Here's what I know. God's still in control, and the sun came up today. Regardless of how you feel, those two things will not change. So I hope that you were not torn up about it. I hope that you don't put all your hope in any politician or any election, because that's just not a real thing. It changes every couple years. But I know that I enjoyed being a news nerd, a news junkie for a night, and also was still paying attention to it on Wednesday. And that was just kind of fun for me. It's just something that I really enjoy. So our phone number, 855-212-4227. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I guess we'll have to do a make good on this edition of the show because we did not reveal to you our TD of the week, right? We did not. That's just something we do. We don't allow anyone else to have our fun when it comes to that. So maybe a delayed TD of the week reveal. I'm sure the polls, I'm sure the poll has closed by now. I'll try not to make election jokes. I can't help it. It's all up in my brain. All the terminology. And like I said, I enjoy being a total nerd. Husband fell asleep on the couch. I was still sitting in the chair watching. Can I tell you something that's totally true, though? This is how geeky I am about it. We made popcorn. That was my suggestion. We had popcorn for the election results, Pete.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was a little bit, I fancied myself like T.O., get your popcorn ready. And so we were shoveling popcorn in.
Well, if for whatever you want to watch, it's like a big deal. Mm-hmm. Popcorn, I think, is key.
Yes.
I think some type of big snack.
Perfect compliment.
Is very important.
Mm. Well, we have a great reinitiation back into the world of football. Do you know we're going into week 10? What? Stop it. That's insane. I seriously can't believe that we're going into week number 10. And yet there's still such a long way to go. Week number 10, we still have 9 of these puppies in the regular season. That's going to take us all the way through the first of the year when, of course, we'll begin the playoffs. Amy Trask has not been with us in probably a year on the show. Just, you know, so many things happening with the transition of the show. And so I am really excited to welcome her back. She is a California girl through and through. She's a part of Team Amy. She's a fellow AIM. We keep in touch on a regular basis. And some of you may have known that I name dropped her on our recent YouTube video. If you haven't seen it, easy to find. The link is on both of our social, but also we'd love it if you check out our YouTube channel, either for the first time in a long time, or maybe you've never seen it before. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, producer Pete and I are trying to revive it. It's on life support a little bit. So we decided we would do a soft re-entry into the world of YouTubing. We're even considering putting the show on YouTube Live, though that will probably come at a later date. We're going to do a soft launch of that sometime before the end of the year. Like a Merry Christmas to you. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas from After Hours. You get to see us while we broadcast.
Might be a holiday gift.
Do you think anyone wants that?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
That's not an answer.
Feliz Navidad.
Right? So we're working on that, but a soft re-entry into the world of YouTubing, because it's big, you know. You may have known that with the kids. It's big. And we decided we would do just a quick short. It's a 3-question Ask Amy Anything, kind of in honor of Halloween, but more really just about getting ourselves out there again. And I name dropped Amy, but I'm not going to tell you how. You have to go and watch it for yourself on our YouTube channel. So for that reason, I've been thinking about her and wanting to get her on the show. And in the wake of the trade deadline, with all the issues the Raiders are having, still the best team in the world resides in the AFC West, the division where she has had a lot of experience. And she's also got a great podcast that's now into season 3, I think. It's on the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, and so it's already got a good foundation, called What the Football. I don't know if that speaks to the type of language that Amy used when she was in the NFL, but I think it might be a nod to that. So it's a really good listen. Just don't listen during our show, please. And so as we will get her on the show, we'll talk about some of the biggest stories in sports as we hit the midway point. Sports. Biggest stories in football as we hit the midway point.
That might be a nod to her former boss.
You think?
Yeah.
What the football?
A little aggressive.
Yeah, little. Yes. I would say that they were 2 peas in a pod. She's often talked about how she and Al Davis clashed royally, but that he respected her and respected her opinions, though at times she realized she had crossed lines. So, yeah, she's got a great book out that's called The Prince of Darkness, where she, or you negotiate like a girl, but her nickname is The Prince of Darkness from her time with the Raiders. So she's amazing. Love her and can't wait to have her back on the show from the West Coast, where she's constantly posting pictures of the beach. So Amy will join us at the top of next hour. Also, since we're at the midway point, I thought it would be fun to ask the theoretical question of who is your NFL MVP. Now, producer Pete was not with us at this point last year, but I got to tell you, I feel pretty smart based on the guy that I touted last year as a dark horse. He may be the legit front runner right now, but first, why don't we hear one theory, one name being floated out there by a former NFL quarterback himself, Alex Smith, who started with the San Francisco 49ers. He ended up with Kansas City. Then he got traded to Washington. Remember his gruesome injury that took him nearly 2 years to recover from, but he won Comeback Player of the Year when he returned to the field with the Commanders. Such an incredible story. Now he talks football, duh, on Sirius XM NFL Radio, and he's got a name to throw out there for MVP.
You could start making an argument for who's the MVP, who is truly the most valuable player to their team. And I don't know how Jaden Daniels is not right there in this argument. What he's done for this organization as a rookie is incredible. Think about how dysfunctional. I mean, I was there. Think about the history of this organization. And for him to come out, and obviously Dan Quinn too, and Cliff Kingsbury and this entire coaching staff, I don't want to leave them out of this. But right there is this young quarterback and how well he is playing, how consistent he is, how dynamic he is. And so at the halfway mark, he has to be in the middle of the MVP conversation, without question.
Alex Smith, I like how he drops the, I know it was dysfunctional because I was there. Yikes. So the MVP, should it include Jaden Daniels? That conversation. Now, here's the caveat. No one wins the MVP at the midway point of the season. That's just dumb. However, it is fun to speculate, if you will. Did you know speculate's also a verb that was used for finding gold, attempting to find gold during the gold rush to California going back to the 1800s? It's a great word. I'll
speculate all the time then.
Right.
Looking for gold.
Yeah, I wish. Gold is, well, my brother's big into it. Now my husband's big into it. So gold is this topic that I've learned a lot about over the past couple of years. Not that I have a whole lot, but just pointing that out. I don't know why. Because my spaghetti plate brain led me to that point. Let's speculate not about gold, but about MVPs. Who is your midseason MVP? I will make a case for the same guy that I tried to point in your general direction this time last year. I remember we had this conversation. I got poo-pooed a bunch, but I feel pretty smart now. And actually, I felt pretty smart then. I felt like not enough people were looking at this particular guy. Probably a little more obvious this year. I think that it's hard sometimes talking MVPs because it gets narrowed down to quarterbacks. Or maybe a running back. And there are obviously guys who are far more valuable at other positions too, other skill positions. But because the quarterback has the ball in his hands so much time during the game, and because there is an incredible responsibility that goes along with that, I understand why it's that way. So who are your midseason MVP candidates? At A-Law Radio, I know producer Pete's going to put up a spot on our show Twix at Amy After Hours.
It's already up.
And then, boom, it's already up. Boom. And then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Glad to have you with us. Hope you enjoyed the hump show. Your hump day made it through. MVP. And it's week 10. I know how that sounds, but whatever. We'll play the game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
First and 10 at the 18. Three wide receivers to the left. Empty backfield. Jade loads one up towards the end zone. Towards McLaurin. He catches it. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Perfect throw from Daniels to McLaurin!
The poise and the decision-making, you know, for a quarterback to really have the regard for the football and the decision-making process to go. So he's playing the position well, not just throwing it well.
It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the voice of Dan Quinn, who's not a rookie head coach, but first year in Washington. We have seen a ton of changes, and it's a very young roster, so maybe ahead of schedule, as the Commanders have one of the best records in the NFC, one of the best records overall at 7-2. They've got a lead in the East Division, and Jaden Daniels is a big reason why. Though, again, they've got a bunch of young guys, too, a class of rookies that are really making a difference. how much should Jaden Daniels be part of the MVP conversation? That's the question. Is it about the eye test? Is it about numbers? How do you decide who's most valuable? Is it the best player on the best team? Because a lot of times that's exactly what happens. Best player on best team. Do you try to ask the question, or do you try to answer the question of how bad off would the team be without this particular player? Now, I think in many cases, you could say the results would be dire and disappointing and maybe even a total demolition if you don't have the best player on each of these teams. How much worse could it get? Well, pretty bad. As for Jaden Daniels, to have a rookie in this conversation, that in and of itself is impressive. We've seen what he's done on the field, a lot like a CJ Stroud in how he's able to approach the game, let the game come to him, to use that old cliche. So far, and these are just sample numbers, he's passed for 1,945 yards. He's got 9 touchdowns through the air, only 2 interceptions. I do like the fact that he's only been sacked 17 times, so that's on the low end. His passer rating is 106.7. All right, so we're talking about a rookie quarterback whose passer rating is in the top 5 in the NFL. Then you think completion percentage, and this is something we've seen from Jaden. He's been extremely accurate, top 3 in completion percentage as a rookie, behind only Tua and Jared Goff. And Jared is the MVP candidate that I was throwing out there as a dark horse a year ago and felt pretty good about myself. Now feel even more comfortable in saying Jared Goff has got to be part of the MVP conversation because the Lions have built the offense around him. He knows how to share the football. He also recognizes the beauty of handing off and allowing your running backs to do their thing. He's been accurate. How many times? I think it's 4 times this season he started out by completing at least his first 10 passes in a row. And then you throw in the fact that the team is 7-1. So Jared Goff's the name that for 2 years now I'm going to throw out there at midseason. What about you? Who do you put in the midseason MVP conversation? At Amy After Hours is where you can find it. And then 855-212-4227. We'll throw it up on Facebook as well. Gary in Vancouver, welcome to the show.
Hi, Amy. I'd like to thank the producer for letting me on. I've listened to you quite often. First time caller on your show.
Awesome.
Now, I'm a Seattle, I've been on and off Seattle Seahawks fan for about 10 or so years. I saw a fellow by the name of DK Metcalf, was just telling your producer, he's 6'4" or 6'5", and he weighs somewhere between 245 and 250, which is not receiver size, that's tight end size. He's huge. Now, when he's playing, they usually win. You've been talking about quarterbacks, yes. The easy answer is Holmes, but fine. Enough of Holmes. I'm sick and tired about talking about him.
About who?
This kid, Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. You're now, sick and tired of talking about him?
yeah, I am. They're a good. They're a great team, but they're. But enough is enough.
Everybody out there has the opportunity, same opportunity, to knock him off and stop people from talking about him.
Well, they should have been knocked off last Sunday, I think it was on Monday. But the coach for the other team that decided to go over to single point and give it to Mahomes, and of course,
no. There's still a coin flip in there. Let's not rewrite history. There was still a coin flip in there.
but getting back to the line of scrimmage here, I'll be quick. DK Metcalf, whenever he's out there, he catches the ball, and that's almost impossible to get him down unless you're his size. And most of the defensive backs are 5'10", not 6'5". So if you like Seattle, he's the guy. But if you want the entire MVP, either Josh, the guy for Buffalo,
Allen,
you know who he is. Or Mahomes?
Do you know who he is?
I wouldn't take anybody else because if you take or maybe even Dak Prescott for Dallas, he's injured. Dallas is finished. That's it.
Okay.
Other than that, that's my piece. And by the way, Amy, you're great. Just keep it up. And do you have a dog?
My husband and I do have a dog. Yes.
Do you mind if I ask you what kind of dog? I'm a dog person. What kind of dog is it?
She's a mini Aussie. Australian Shepherd. Baby. Mini Australian Shepherd.
My girlfriend has a pug, and she used to have a blue heeler.
Aww.
And I recently was taking care of a... I'll leave it with this. I recently was taking care of a poor Yorkie poodle.
Gosh.
Dashing across an 8-pound fluff. I'm very happy to talk to you. It's been my pleasure. And tell your producer, thank you.
Okay? Oh, Pete, thank you. And Gary, it's good to talk to you. We appreciate your call for the first time. So just to talk about DK real quick. First of all, I don't know. He knows Dak's injured. I'm not sure that's a viable MVP candidate, especially since he followed it up with the Dallas Cowboys are finished. As for DK Metcalf, I agree. He is a game changer. He's played 7 of their games so far, and he's got 3 touchdowns in there, a couple of fumbles that were lost. So you kind of take that into consideration. He's closing in on 600 yards, 35 catches out of 61 targets. That's interesting. That's it's not quite under halfway, but or under 50%, but it is a number that kind of jumps out. I would love it if a receiver was considered for an MVP award more often than what we see, because I do think variety is the spice of life, and it would be more fun if we had different guys that could be considered, although, again, it generally comes down to quarterbacks or the best player on the best team. We've never had a wide receiver win an MVP, have we, Marco Belletti? Hello.
Hi. Jerry Rice ever win one?
I don't
think
so.
When he set the record in 88?
I feel like this is a thing that we've talked
about. Shortened season in 87, actually.
Wide
I think he set the record.
Receiver.
Pete, you got Google on
me? MVP NFL. I'm checking it out while we're talking. No wide receiver. Always go with your first answer. No wide receiver has ever won the NFL
won MVP.
MVP
in 87 in the strike shortened year when he had 22 touchdowns. Wow.
That was when Boomer Esiason was playing.
He won MVP in 88.
Yeah, I know he did. I know he
Not
did.
87.
I still have the sport. No, I'm just saying that's when Boomer was playing.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the Sports Illustrated with Boomer's face on the front. Little did I know that we'd end up working together. I have no idea who won in 87. I couldn't. Interestingly enough, I could name the baseball strike year without any trouble. Couldn't. I mean, I know now that you say
NFL?
It, I remember, but I was not watching football then. Watched a little more baseball because my grandmother was big into it and I was a kid. Didn't watch football at that point, really.
Yeah, no, I'm Elway. Okay. I mean, again, they went to the Super Bowl this year. That year, I know he had a big season. They were the heavy favorites. They were even favored to beat Washington in the Super Bowl, but you would think Jerry Rice set the record. You would think that he would maybe finish second that year. That was the only year that I could remember a receiver heavily in the conversation, because even when Tyreek Hill had the monster year, was last year, the year before, it wasn't looked at. When Justin Jefferson had the monster year, it really wasn't looked at. So receiver, it's hard, because usually if you're going to have, when Randy Moss set the record, you're going to have Tom Brady throwing for however many touchdowns, because he's going to throw to more than just you.
Yes.
So even on your own team, you're already going to get overshadowed by your quarterback.
Interesting note about that. 87, every other outlet that had an MVP type of award gave it to Rice.
Yeah.
Just not the actual, the AP.
AP gave
so here's the breakdown, and this comes from earlier this year, so it's accurate. Quarterbacks have won MVP 38 times. And obviously, we've got a bunch of quarterbacks who've won it multiple times. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, well, now Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, obviously. Montana won it multiple times. Oh, of course, Brett Favre won it multiple times. Aaron Rodgers won it multiple times. So that's why the number is, when you're talking about MVP 38 times, it's QBs, but it's not that many. Running back second with 16. Two defensive players have won MVP. Can you name them?
Well, Lawrence Taylor won in 86. The other defensive MVP? No, not off the top of my head.
Did you know there's a kicker?
Yes. That was the most ridiculous MVP ever in the strike-shortened year of 82. Also, they gave it to Mark Moseley.
Never heard this dude's name before. No idea who Mark Moseley
is. Yeah, Mark Moseley. Awful.
Listen to him. Mr. Encyclopedia over here.
I just said it. You missed it because you were looking at Mark Moseley.
Sorry.
He was perfect on the year. Yeah. They gave it to him, which was a joke.
My fault.
I know they didn't play as many games, but Washington had a monster year. You could have given it to John Riggins. They gave it to Mark Moseley. Disgusting. Never happening again. You'll never give it to another kicker, luckily.
I definitely tuned you out because I didn't hear any of that.
Which makes sense because that sounds about right for my life.
No,
but yes, that one I know.
I was doing research over here. We don't have a research staff.
Who's the other defensive player that won MVP? Because now I can't think of it off the top of my head.
You can't?
No, again, Lawrence Taylor
in
86.
Would you like some time?
No, because this is not Jeopardy. Nobody cares if I remember it or not.
I do because I think it's really impressive that you can recall anything off the top of your brain. He can tell you every single quarterback matchup for every single Super Bowl that's ever been played.
I can't be the only one that can do that.
So I know, but the only one of my friends who can do that.
If you give me the year for the other one, for the other MVP, I might be able to pull it off.
Okay. All right. It's happened twice. Lawrence Taylor in 86.
Right.
The other was 71. You weren't around then.
No, I'm not going to know. I mean, I could give
you
some guesses.
Neither of us were around then.
But no, I'm not. I'd be guessing.
If we gave another clue, he might get it.
Is it the Purple People Eaters?
Yeah. Pick one.
I know it, but now I can't think of it. He ran the wrong way. I can't think of his name.
Alan Page.
Yes.
Again, these are not names that I'm familiar with. Mark Moseley, Alan Page.
Moseley, I remember. I watched him play. Straight on.
Place kicker. Yeah.
He was, again.
That's when they called it place kicker.
And it was different. We're talking about, when we say like a different world and how the game is played, think about how kicking has changed. I mean, if you kicked one from over 40 yards, you were a tremendous kicker. If you were at 40 or 50% over 40 yards, it was a miracle. At 50, there's no chance you're making this.
And now we've
got guys hitting
65 60 plus.
No problem.
Yeah.
The game has evolved. It really has changed.
It really
changed.
Has. And now you've got kickers. My apologies to former kickers, but now you've got kickers who are big time dudes. Like, they're athletes. They're like huge. They come off the soccer field potentially.
And we don't see kickers with their bare feet anymore because that's something that was also.
Remember that?
Yes. Very much so. Yes.
I remember that actually.
Yes. Rich Carlos, where are you? Yes, I remember it.
So we've had two defensive players, one kicker, what I say, 16 times a running back. And the rest QBs. So if you want some time to think about it, you can. But we're doing midseason MVP. Is there anybody you can think of? I can think of one, but I don't want to spoil anyone's fun. Who's not a quarterback?
I can think of one, but he won't get it.
Oh, maybe he might.
No, he won't.
You think because he splits the vote on his own team
and
with the guy in his own backfield?
And he won't get it over the guy that's handing him the football.
So we're both thinking of Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Anybody else, P? Can you think of anybody else who should be in the conversation that's not a quarterback?
No, I was going to say Henry. I need to think about it a little more, but yeah.
Okay. So midseason NFL MVP. You don't win it at midseason, but we're open for suggestions. The suggestion box is open here on After Hours. At Amy After Hours, my Twix as well, also on our Facebook page. Fun conversation to have. Amy Trask at the top of the hour. Quick, James is in Baltimore. James, what do you think?
Hey, what's going on, Amy? Love your show. The MVP conversation, I know it's... more interesting to talk about the what ifs, but Lamar obviously is the MVP right now. If you're looking at the numbers, especially if you're throwing in guys like Jared Goff, if you look at the numbers, he got better numbers than all the quarterbacks in the league. But he also got the rushing yards on pace for like 1,000. I don't see how you could go with anybody else. He also. Unless you want to go with just the two wins, Jared Goff got two wins, and Patrick Mahomes is undefeated. If you want to throw that in there.
Nah, it shouldn't be just about the winning. Lamar is tied for second in touchdown passes. And as you point out, in terms of his balance, only two picks, which is incredible. His passer rating right now is by far the best in the league. But Lamar and Jared Goff are 1-2. So Lamar's over 120 coming off that perfect game against the Broncos, right? And Jared Goff is at 115. So both of those are really impressive. Yeah, he's got some numbers that are eye-popping. But actually, I think he's gotten better adding Derrick Henry to the backfield because he doesn't have to do as much of the heavy lifting when it comes to the run game. So
that was a big key to getting this team possibly over the hump, because in the past, especially when you look at their offense, even though they always seem to have had a good powerful offense since he's been quarterback and he's won two MVPs, if you look at the supporting cast that he's won the MVPs and gotten the one seed and a lot of expectations was placed on him, there was really nobody else on the offense that you had to look at as a superstar or an elite player at their position. I mean, before Derrick Henry came in, I would argue that he had never thrown a pass to an elite wide receiver, and he had never handed the ball off to an elite running back. So it was, you go into the playoffs, and it's all about him. Where now, Derrick Henry adds something that he's never had, and Zay Flowers is now starting to step into a role that he's never had at wide receiver to go along with what he has always had in Mark Andrews. So I think all of these things coming together is what's taking a guy who pretty much puts together an MVP resume every year, and now you're seeing something that's never been done before.
I appreciate that, James. Thanks so much. I will say, though, I believe that he's had elite defenses. So as much as you could talk about not having the skilled players around him, there have been a couple of really impressive defenses that have even been considered among the best that we've seen in Baltimore, and that's saying something. Thanks so much for your phone call. Glad to have you listen to us in Baltimore. 855-212-4227. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And AM was sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life electronic device and pet health insurance. Dak Prescott reportedly looking at more than 4 weeks off, reportedly as part of his hamstring pulled off the bone. Dallas yet to put Dak on IR just yet. Browns GM Andrew Berry refused to get into the future plans with Deshaun Watson and his hold on the starting job, saying they need to focus on his recovery from the Achilles injury. But how would Berry assess Watson's performance this season before that injury?
We haven't played well as a team, and we haven't played well as a unit on offense. And I think oftentimes when you don't play well on offense, obviously your starting quarterback and your play caller will get the most, you will get the most criticism.
Panthers sticking with Bryce Young against the Giants in Germany Sunday. Patrick Mahomes giving the latest on his re-aggravated ankle injury from Monday night against the Bucs.
It's doing good, you know. Obviously when you have a little bit of a roll, it's a little bit of sore. But I'm able to move around, and look forward to getting out of practice and seeing how I can push it as the week goes on.
NBA Cavs just continue to roll.
Mitchell comes left of the lane, put it up, I got it, a foul again on two straight possessions. Donovan Mitchell takes serious body contact, banks it in, and a chance for another and one.
29 for Donovan Mitchell. Cavs remain perfect, now 9-0, down the Pelicans 131-122. Call courtesy of the Cavs Radio Network. Rest your scores, Nuggets LS the Thunder 124-122, behind another triple-double from Nikola Jokic, not to mention 29 from Russell Westbrook. Suns clip the Heat 115-112, Kevin Durant poured in 32. Warriors handled the Celtics 118-112, Kings led up the Raptors 122-107. Mavericks raced the Bulls 119-99, Luka Doncic at 27. Hawks topped the Knicks 121-116, Rockets overpowered the Spurs 127-100. Grizzlies pound the Lakers 131-114. Anthony Davis sat it with the foot injury. LeBron James 39 in the loss. Pacers too much for the Magic 118-111. The Hornets have been the Pistons 108-107. College hoops, UConn dominated Sacred Heart 92-56. Auburn rocked Vermont 94-43. Arkansas handled Lipscomb 76-60. Indiana raced SIU Edwardsville 80-61. A Rutgers thumped Wagner 75-52. In college football, Ohio suffocated Kent State 41-0. Northern Illinois bounced Western Michigan 42-28. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call. 855-212-4227.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
About 18 yards away from field goal range. Lamar fakes the delayed handoff. Now he fires down the middle. He's got a man wide open. That's Zay Flowers at the 30-yard line. Breaks a tackle. He's to the 20. Flowers to the 10. 5. Touchdown! Zay Flowers! Oh, what a catch and run!
Dangerous with his arm, and I think he showed that today. You know, if you want to take away from running the ball, go over your head and throw it. And if, you know, he got a run, he'll do that as well. So, you know, hats off to him, man. He's the engine to make this thing go. And, MV3.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That can be the Baltimore Ravens hashtag MV3. Here's Derrick Henry, who's tearing it up, still stiff-arming dudes at the ripe old age of 30. My gosh, he's so old. And he's pointing to Lamar Jackson as the engine that makes everything go, which is awesome. And what an addition Derrick Henry has been. Now, part of the deal, I think sometimes if you have two really good players on one team, especially if they're in close proximity, like actual close proximity to each other, you're going to have them kind of cannibalizing some of the votes that the other might get if it was just that guy solo. Derrick Henry is already over 1,000 yards. And I know the Ravens were real good without him last year, so it's hard to say he's the most valuable, but think about the pressure he takes off of Lamar Jackson. That changes everything. Now, you need to remember, MVPs are not postseason awards. They're not, which means you don't get to take into account whether or not a team ends up winning a Super Bowl. I almost said World Series. A Super Bowl, right? Like, you can't wait until after that's done and say, oh, well, finally, they won a Super Bowl, so that means Derrick Henry was more valuable because they couldn't do it without him, la, la, la. It's not like that. The votes are done by the time they get to the end of the regular season. Jerry Sandusky on Ravens Radio, and then, of course, the voice of Derrick Henry. I just retweeted at A-Law Radio. I'll get this up on our Facebook page as well. But at Amy After Hours, who is your midseason MVP? Jim is in California. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
I'm going to go with an outlier. I hope you don't laugh at me. Okay. Because he's going to compete.
I laugh at me all the time, so don't worry.
He's going to compete with Derrick Henry, and that's Saquon Barkley for Philadelphia.
Yes.
To me, the MVP is who's really solidified their team and, you know, gave them that aspirations for the Super Bowl. I know they got to get past Washington this year. That's going to be tough. But I think if it weren't for Mahomes, McCaffrey would have got it last year. So it'd be great to see a running back get it. And I guess that's who I'm rooting for, even though I'm not a homer. I'm a 49ers fan.
So, gotcha. Wait, so when you say MVP for Mahomes, you're talking about Super Bowl or are you talking about regular season?
Well, I forget. Who was the regular season?
Yeah, Lamar was last year. Mahomes was the year before. Wasn't Mahomes the year before? Yeah, so Lamar is the reigning MVP, if you will.
Well, anyway, I thought CMC should have got it. I mean, what did he have, over 2,400 all-purpose yards?
Yeah, incredible.
He was a monster, and that was just tremendous. But, yeah, I'd like to see – I mean, so many quarterbacks get it, and I know that it's the most important position in all of professional sports. But, you know, I'd like to see, you know, a running back get it, you know, especially there's some really good ones this year.
Oh, yeah, and I would agree with you. The spark – and the extra dimension that Saquon Barkley has added, I don't think the Giants had any idea he would have this kind of impact in Philadelphia, or they damn sure would not have allowed him to go there. Or really, they wouldn't have allowed him to get away. They didn't have any say on where he went after that. But yeah, he's second in the league when it comes to rushing yards, only about 125 yards behind the pace of Derrick Henry. And he's sitting on 6 touchdowns, whereas Henry has 11. But they are... I'm trying to think. Jahmyr Gibbs is in there with 7. So he's part of that conversation, too. But, yeah, he's made a huge impact. So I like the outside-the-box thinking, Jim.
Okay. Well, thanks. As you say, there's half a season left. So
yes, a lot can happen.
Turn it on. And the other thing is, as you know, Philadelphia's had some real questionable coaching. So if they can kind of get their act together there, I think that would help him also. So. To get the yards, to get the touchdowns, and yeah, you know, it's all about TDs. So
yes, a lot of the time. I feel like you could say the questionable coaching label about pretty much every team at some point in its history. But certainly when it comes to Baltimore, they've had great stability, something that the Eagles have not. But the Eagles were in the Super Bowl just 2 years ago. Just that whole issue with the coordinator changes, that really threw Nick Sirianni and his staff for a loop.
Yeah. I mean, they annihilated the 49ers 2 years ago. I know our quarterbacks were all injured.
Yeah, it was a mess.
No, that's a terrible way to go to the NFC Championship.
Right. However, that was the start of Brock Purdy. That was really a good motivation for him. Jim, thanks so much. Good to hear from you in the Bay Area. 855-212-4227. At Amy After Hours. I'm going to throw it up on Facebook here. Amy Trask is coming up next. Really excited to talk to her in light of what's happened in the NFL, the trade deadline, plus week 10 on the cusp. She seems to have knowledge of pretty much every team and fan base and different coaches and players. It'll be fun to pick her brain from Southern California. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.